Have you guys ever heard of Galentine's Day? The holiday where single girls will go hang out with a bunch of their friends and dress real sultry and then take photos of themselves and post it on Instagram and talk about how they don't need men? Well, I'm gonna dive deep into it, and most of you are not gonna like this take. So let's get to it. What is up, guys? My name is Sumedh Basani, and I'm here to talk about mental health, relationships, lifestyle, business, and all the above. Today, I'm going to talk about Galentine's Day. Galentine's Day. Oh, man. This one's, you know, I don't even know where this came from. Like, this is one of those holidays that was just created. It's one of those ego holidays. And I know that you can already tell that I'm going to go in a little bit here, but let me say the positives of this. I think that Galentine's Day is a cool concept. I like the idea behind it, but typically, it just does not work well. And the reason is, it's all about these girls making themselves feel better for not having a man. It's about you being the main character. You need to have attention. You're the center of the universe. It always has to be about you. And if you can't post it with your man, you want to post it with all your girls. And look, I know that some girls don't take the sultry photos and they don't dress up like that, but a lot of them, I mean, come on, let's be real, take the seductive photos and throw it on the gram, and they're holding roses, and they're like, who needs men? The conversations they have, too. Let's get into this, okay? It's not, oh my God, I love men. I wish I had a man right now. You know, but let's appreciate this time together, girls, and let's try to figure out strategies to get men in our lives. It's just hating men. And there's nothing that irritates me more than women that hate men, and vice versa, men that hate women. The difference is, men don't ever hate women. There aren't groups of men out there that are just collaborating and just like, we hate women, because men know we need women. We need women. We are not in denial that we love women and we need women. We might not like what women do sometimes. We might complain how women are messed up and this and that after we've been through a heartbreak. But men don't sit there in groups and complain. If they do, they're literally losers, and men will shun them, and men will be like, yo, why are you hating on women? Oh, you know why? Because you can't get any. Because you don't have a positive rapport with any. Because no woman likes you and takes you seriously. That's why you don't like women. If you're a guy out here that hates women, it's because you have low quality women in your life. And I believe you. If you say that all women are bad, I believe you. Because you're not attracting high quality women in your life. The women that I meet in my life are absolutely amazing. They do great things for me. They're available for me. They love me. They care about me. So I love women. They're amazing to me. But you hate women because you're not getting any, and you're not actually elevating yourself as a man to be able to attract women opportunistically. You have no opportunity to provide. But here's the thing about Galentine's Day. Back to the main focus here. A lot of these women will hate men. They'll talk crap on men. Who needs them? They're losers. Oh my God, he's cheating on her anyway. He DM'd me. I get it. It's gossip. It's literally a gossip group of girls hating on the couple aspect because they can't get it. Because they just can't. For whatever reason, all these girls that post these photos, I'm gonna hurt some people here, are red flags. Straight up, all of the girls that post photos on Galentine's Day are red flags, because they're literally advertising the fact that they need to post their bodies for validation. They need to post themselves for attention. They need to advertise the fact that they are still having fun and they want to be main character and they still want to participate in the festivities of Valentine's Day, even though it's not about them. If I'm not African American, should I participate in Black History Month? If I'm Hindu, should I participate in Christmas? If I'm not Jewish, should I participate in Hanukkah? Like, some things are just not meant for you. And if you're not in a relationship, look, sorry. It's just not time for you to celebrate this holiday. Just sit in your corner and focus on yourself and build yourself up and take accountability to why you can't celebrate this stuff. But no, you gotta go out. You gotta get a bunch of your girlfriends. You're gonna say, let's go buy roses. Let's go get drunk on wine and not do anything productive with the day. Not get the best workout ever. Using the fuel and the pain of not being in a relationship, not grind and focus on our work, not maybe create a few dating profiles and see if we can go get guys out there, or maybe prep for a date for the future or prep in advance. You'll sit here with your girlfriends and sit around, post hot photos, take hot girl takes, and just hate on men. Waste of time, waste of energy, waste of a holiday, and honestly, just a really big red flag. So Galentine's is not my favorite thing. Now, for those of you out there that use it as an opportunity to network, to get together, I know some girls that do this for business. Shout out to you guys. That's what's up, right? If you want to invite people for business purposes, or you're doing it to network and you're doing it to build relationships, look, you can rationalize this, but you know who you are. You know if you're using it for a legit event, you got an Eventbrite code, you're doing something to make sure it's systematized. And I know businesses that do that. Come on Valentine's Day, single Valentine's Day, businesses will cater to women like this, especially women. So shout out to those businesses, shout out to those people. But at the end of the day, Galentine's Day is not my favorite thing. I think it's unproductive, and I don't know where this holiday came from, And if you're a guy and you see a girl posting about this, or you're a girl that's engaged in this, maybe rethink your life a little bit. Maybe think about what your actions are. And at the end of the day, I want you to understand that you're not the main character and she's not the main character, respectfully. So all in all, guys, I appreciate you for checking out my content. If you found this video helpful, definitely message me on social media and let me know. Shout out to everybody that follows and supports us. Thank you for all the love and support. Until next time, guys, sue me out.